If you have your Bibles this morning, we'd like, if you would, to turn with the Gospel according to St. Luke. St. Luke chapter 7, and I'll read verses 1 through 7. The Gospel according to St. Luke, found in chapter 7, beginning at verse 1. Now when he had ended all his sayings in the audience of the people, he entered into Capernaum. And a certain centurion's servant who was dear unto him was sick and ready to die. And when he heard of Jesus, he sent unto him the elders of the Jews, beseeching him that he would come and heal his servant. And when they came to Jesus, they besought him instantly, saying, that he was worthy for whom he should do this. For he loveth our nation, and he hath built us a synagogue. Then Jesus went with them, and when he was now not far from the house, the centurion sent friends to him, saying unto him, Lord, trouble not thyself, for I am not worthy that thou shouldest enter under my roof. Wherefore neither thought I myself worthy to come unto thee, but say in a word, and my servant shall be healed. Supporting scripture, Isaiah 64 and 6. The Bible reads, but we are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousness are as filthy rags, and we are all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities like the wind have taken us away. Also, for your consideration this morning, the book of Revelations 3 and 4. The Bible reads, thou hast a few names even in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. Wherefore, neither thought I myself worthy to come unto thee, but say in a word, and my servant shall be healed. On the basis of those verses, we like to use a thought or a theme this morning in the form of a question. Are we worthy of God's blessings? Are we worthy of God's blessings? How many of you know that you're blessed this morning? That's a hand praise for blessed. How many of you know you're blessed this morning? Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory, glory. We're talking about being blessed. Blessed by the best this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. When you know you're blessed, you ought not be ashamed to give God the praises this morning. No harm to put your hands together, open up that mouth God has given you just to tell God thank you. Hallelujah. It is a blessing to be here this morning. Somebody would like to be sitting where you are right now, but they are not physically able, or they don't have the mindset to come and assemble themselves with the other saints of God for whatever reason. But we need to thank God for the mere fact that we ourselves decided to come to the house of God. And after coming to the house of God, we come to worship him in spirit and in truth, to lift up the mighty name of Jesus for the things that he has done and is doing in our lives. And we need not have to be prompt up to tell God thank you. I know it's a little weary on the outside, but when you think about what God is doing for you on the inside, God is worthy of the praises. And in the midst of all of your blessing, the devil is still yet busy, so you got to learn how to praise God anyhow. Anybody coming here to tell the devil you're a liar this morning? Hallelujah, Jesus. God is truly worthy of our praises, but our question this morning, are we worthy? of God's blessings. That is something that we need to think about. Because so many times in our lives, we take our very lives and our existence for granted. We act as though God owes us something. We act like sometimes we are doing God a favor when we come to the house of God. And whether it's raining on the outside, snowing on the outside, some of us or many of us are going to do what we want to do anyhow. But if you have a mind to just go on and to tell God thank you, if you have a mind to come and ask God to do this, that, or the other in your life, because I don't know about you, as blessed as I am this morning, I still need the Lord to help me along the way. I didn't get up this morning all by myself. I realized this morning that everything I have really belongs to the Lord. And we sit back on our blessings, on the gifts that God has bestowed upon us, and we act like God has not done anything in our lives. But every time God gives us an opportunity to come into this sacred place, to fellowship one with another, we ought to give God praises and thanksgiving, for he is our God. I count it all joy this morning to yet be counted amongst the living, yet hoping and praying that my God would continue to be a merciful and a compassionate God. If God had not shown mercy upon our lives, all of us this morning would be lost. We'd be hell bound. In the midst of all of our trying, sometimes we wonder and we ponder over the fact, am I going to make it? Because sometimes as hard as we try, the more we try to do the right thing, the more the wrong thing might get in the way or stumbling blocks or trouble comes, somebody said on every hand. Anybody in here know anything about trouble? Anybody know about distresses? Anybody know about heartache and pain? So when you take all the negatives in life, if you know a little bit about God's grace, if you know a little bit about how merciful he is, then that ought to give you a mindset that when you get an opportunity, not necessarily in the house of God, but any and everywhere that you be, it is a good thing to give God the praises. It's a good thing sometimes to just wake up in the morning and say, Lord, I just thank you for another day's journey. For we read in the Bible that this is the day that the Lord has made. David said, we will rejoice and be glad in it. The critic may say, what do I have to be glad about? I'm yet going through. Out of all of my good, evil is spoken of me. Out of all the things that I've tried to do, it seemed like I continue to fail. But I come to encourage somebody this morning to keep on keeping on. I come to encourage someone this morning to hold on to God's unchanging hands, because it does not matter what you have to go through to get to Jesus. All you got to do is have a mind to go through. And then have faith enough in the God that you serve that as I'm going through, I'm not going all by myself. But I have a God that has promised me to go with me all the way. One thing that we can all agree on this morning is the fact that God is a mighty good God. Somebody said God has done great things in our lives. God has blessed us despite ourselves. From the very time that we were conceived in our mother's womb to this present moment right now, God has blessed and cared for us. God has supplied our every need. Everything that we need, God has given it to us. And God has also blessed us to the point where he went on to say, I will give you the desires of your heart. So not only have we been blessed with our needs, but a lot of us are blessed with some of the things that we want in life. How many times do we just thank God just for another day's journey? How many times do we thank God just the mere fact that I want to lift up my hands and my hands are lift up? That there's somebody that want to say thank you, Jesus, with their arm wave, and their arm will not wave anymore. And there might come a time in your life, as healthy as you are this morning, that something may befall you that you are never able to lift up holy hands to the Lord anymore. Something may happen to that mouth that you got, and you might not ever be able to open your mouth again and tell the Lord thank you, or talk about folk like we do sometimes. But being that God has blessed us and allowed us a chance to speak, everybody that have breath ought to praise the Lord thy God. David asked the question, what shall I render unto the Lord for all of his benefits towards me? That is a question that you must ask yourself this morning. What can you give back to God for all that God has given you? Think about the mere fact God gave you your very life. Breathe into your nostrils the breath of life, and you became a living soul. After becoming a living soul, you went through a lot of things in your life to get to where you are right now. And some hymnists said, through many toils, snares, I've already come. And then there's someone that can say, my good days outweigh my bad days. There's someone could jump on the bandwagon, I come up on the rough side of the mountain. But isn't it good if you know that you came up on the rough side, at least you got to the top? Well, what is a blessing is that even though you came up on the rough side sometimes make you who you are today. Because if you've never been through anything, if you never had any trouble, then you wouldn't know how to tell God thank you when things began to change in your favor. Somebody in here can say, I'm highly favored in the Lord. Because God watched over me. God saw fit to bless my very soul one more time. Anybody in here just glad to be alive? I wonder this morning if the Lord was to ask us, what are you going to give me back for what I've done you? What would your response be? Because God could look at you now and say that there are many days that I allowed you to come to the Foul Chapel Baptist Church and you sat there like a nump on a log. You sat there like, God, I hadn't did anything for you. You never called me till you were broken down and out. Never worked and used my name until you didn't have nothing, until something came upon your body. Then you remembered who I am. But God said, I am that I am. Anybody want to have church with me this morning? Are we worthy of God's blessing? I mean those little small things that you take for granted. That bacon you ate this morning. That sausage you had this morning. Oatmeal, whatever you had, if you didn't have nothing. And you got breath and strength in your body. Then that's a lot to give God praises about. But am I worthy? Think about it. God blessed us over and over again. And we sit back like God owes us something. It is important to me this morning that we learn that we think that there are only two important things in life. Time and money. I come to serve you, notice. All of it belongs to God. Every dime you got in the bank account came from God. All the time that you begin to make your personal agendas as to what you're going to do today, that time belongs to God. How many times do we rob God? Want God to bless us systematically. We want this instant religion. But when God said that you need to tarry sometimes, we can't tarry because we always got an excuse as to what we got to do. Well, now, who gave you the strength to do what you got to do? Remember where your strength comes from this morning. I read in the paper the other day about how populated the world is getting in such a fast pace. And when you think about the population of the world, you look around in here this morning, out of all the people in the world, all of the churches ought to be running over with people. Right here in Little Lexington, as many churches as we have, they still ought to be running over with folks. They're not at home because it's a rainy day. If the sun was shining, they'd still be at home or wherever they want to be. Then those of us that come to God's house, we ought to be running over one another to give God some praises. Yet we come into God's house cute. I gave a man 12 hours yesterday. I'm going to give God a good workout this morning. Because yesterday is already gone. But God blessed me again this morning to stand before his people. And God proposes a question to us this morning. Are we worthy of the blessings that God bestowed upon us? So if we think that we are worthy this morning, why is it that we can't come into God's house with a praise? And I don't necessarily mean you got to come in dancing. You don't have to come in crying. You don't have to fall out in the floor. But there ought to be some joy down in your heart this morning. You ought to be glad that God brought you through something last week. See, I don't know about you, from last Sunday to this Sunday, everything hadn't went just right. I myself hadn't dotted every I and crossed every T. But every time I look around, God has still done something for me. And do you mind if I tell him thank you? Glory, glory, glory. Our problem is that we become too selfish, too arrogant, too self-righteous. It's always them folk. What about you? Never you. Always heard what they said. Don't worry about what they said. What have you said? Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. But we said, I'll do what I want to do because I'm grown and don't nobody tell me what to do. Anybody heard that? Might not want to hear it, but it's real. The Bible declares that we are wiser, but yet we are weaker. Now, the way that we analyze that, God has blessed us to be, I guess I can say, more intelligent. But then you began to wonder, if we are as intelligent as man gives himself credit for, then why is it that we don't even have sense enough to say good morning to our sister or to our brother? Why is it that when God has blessed you to come into this holy sanctuary one more time, why is it that you have to look around to see who's here before you can give God the praise? See, I found out that whether Davis be here, Jeter be here or not, I still owe God some praise. I found out whether the choir want to sing or not, I still ought to have a song down in my heart. I found out if the preacher hadn't started to show himself approved and does not come across with the word of God, I read the Bible for myself. How many of you can say you done read it for yourself? Glory, glory. Instead of doing what God wants us to do, we do what we want to do. Isaiah said, we all like sheep have gone astray. We've all turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Paul comes back and he records in the word of God, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Three men with different ways of putting things, but yet it put it right back on us. First of all, we find in the words of Jesus in John, where Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Then the apostle Paul comes back and lets us know that we've all sinned. We've all come short of the glory of God. And then that great prophet Isaiah, as if he was here today, said we all like sheep have gone astray. Every one of us turned to his own way. But it was God that laid on him the iniquity of us all. So I ask you the question, are we worthy of God's blessings? As we study the word of God, we find that the people of God has always had those things that will make or cause them to stray out of God's will. Sometimes even thinking more of ourselves than we ought. We as believers must understand that we are nothing but sinners saved by the grace of the Almighty God. When we look here in the Word of God, the prophet Isaiah says, "For since the beginning of the world, men have not heard, nor perceived by the ear, neither have the eye seen, O God, beside thee, what he hath prepared for him that waiteth for him. Thou meetest him that rejoiceth and worketh righteousness to those that remember thee in thy ways. Behold, thou art wrought, for we have sinned in those is continuance, and we shall be saved." But Isaiah said, we are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousness are as filthy rags. Now, those of us that are thinking too highly of yourself, those that are holy and sanctified and full of the Holy Ghost, but don't have sense enough to say good morning, then the Bible is saying all of your righteousness is as a filthy rag. Those of us that think because I'm saved and I don't do this, that, or the other, that you're better than your brother. I come to serve, you notice this morning, that the Bible lets us know that we are no better than anybody else. For by grace are ye saved. Not by any merits of your own are you saved. But my salvation comes from the mere fact that one day I opened up my mouth and I confessed my sins and my faults before my God. And I believe down in my heart that Jesus died and he was placed in a grave. But on the third day, he got up out the grave. And because with all of my heart, I believe in the power of salvation, I'm saved. And can nobody take away my salvation this morning? Anybody glad to have salvation? The Bible says, there's none that calleth upon the name that stirreth up himself to take hold of thee. For thou hast hid thy face from us and hast consumed us because of our iniquities. But now, O Lord, thou art our Father. We are the clay. Thou art the potter. And we are the works of thine hand. When you look at me, you're looking at something that the potter took the clay from the dust of the ground and formed into the image of a man, realizing that without the potter, I am nothing. And out of all the good that I might think that I'm doing, all of my righteousness, all of my preaching, all of my singing, all of my shouting are nothing but filthy rags before my God. When I stand before God, I stand naked as a jaybird. God sees everything that he is to know about me. All of my secret closets are revealed. But yet I stand before my God this morning. And I ask my God, am I worthy of your goodness? Whew. You ought to think about it this morning. Worthy. Having worth or value or merit. Worthy. Being one that is deserving. Are you deserving of God's mercy? Are you worthy? Are you one that can say that I'm worth saving it? Are you worth the blood that Jesus shed on Calvary's Hill? Think about it. Somebody died for you. Whew, glory. Somebody better help me in this house. Glory. Now, blessings. The act of declaring or wishing favor and goodness upon others. Blessings is a special benefit that comes from God. Now, so many times we say, I'm blessed. So many times we come into the God's house and we come in asking for a blessing. But are we a believer to know that God will bless our very souls? Do we know that God will do just what we need him to do? We got to understand this morning that when we talk about being blessed by God, are we really worthy of God's blessings? Too many times in our life, we find ourselves doing everything but what God would have us to do. So when we think about the word that we have in our lives this morning, when we think about being worthy and think about being blessed, where does our worldliness come from? In our text this morning, we are dealing with a man of great power and authority. A centurion, which was a non-commissioned officer commanding at least 100 men in the Roman army. He had a very special position, and it was a high-paid position. But we find in the Bible this morning that the Bible said when he had ended all of his sayings, that the audience of the people entered into Capernaum. And there was a certain centurion's servant who was there unto him. He was sick and ready to die. But when he heard about Jesus, the centurion sent the elders of the Jews beseeching him that he would come and heal his servant. Sometime when you're going through something in your life, you better learn how to call on a higher power. You better learn that it's not all about you this morning, but it's about the God that we serve down on the inside. Now I want to let you know this morning that God wants somebody that say, for God I'll live and for God I will die. Somebody in the house this morning need to know God as their personal Savior. They need to believe in the power of the Almighty God. This centurion believed that God had the power to heal his very servant. He realized that I'm not worthy this morning to go before the Lord thy God. For the Bible says when they came to Jesus, that they asked Jesus, would he go and see about this centurion? But the Bible said that they pleaded the man's case. For he said he loved our Jewish nation. He built us a synagogue. So in other words, Jesus, why don't you go and see about him? Isn't it good to know you got somebody that'll stand in your stead? Know that there's somebody that is in the gap for you this morning. I want to know that there's somebody that'll call on the God for me. For there are times in my life when I didn't feel worthy to be called a child of God. But I found out in the word of God that Jesus went down and he talked with them. And the centurion said unto him, Lord, I sent by thy Jew elders because I was not worthy to come out there unto you. Before you come into my house, I want to let you know this morning, I'm not worthy for you to come up under my roof. Somebody ought to think about it. If God knocked at your door this morning, would he be worthy? Do you feel worthy to have the Lord visit your house? If God stopped by your house and found that things were out of order, would God condemn you? Or would he be the loving God that he is? I find in the word of God that God can do anything but fail. This man of God, he was a centurion, a Roman officer. But somewhere along the line, he had heard about Jesus and he believed in the power of God. For he said, if I could just get word to this man called Jesus, I believe he could touch my servant and everything would be made whole. I find in the word of God that when Jesus got close to him, he said, Lord, you don't have to come all the way, for I'm not worthy to stand before thee. My servant, he shall be healed. If you would just say a word, you don't have to lay hands. You don't have to touch my servant, but just say the word. All God got to do this morning is say the word and we shall be healed. God can say the word and things will begin to get right. When I look in the word of God, I find when John was writing the words of Jesus, when you look here in the book of the church, he wrote a letter to the Bible. And when you look here in the Bible, in the third chapter of Revelation, there was a message sent to Sardis, the church that was considered to be dead. But amongst the dead, there's always some living. God got somebody that'll stand up for what's right in the midst of our going through. There may be some of us that are dead to the Spirit of God, but there's somebody that still loves the Lord. The Bible said there are a few names, even in Sardis, that have not defiled their garments. In other words, there are those that are still walking right. There are still those that are living right.
And if they live right, I'm going to give them a robe. I'm going to give them a white robe. And they're going to walk with me along this Jesus journey. I want to know, is there anybody here that really love the Lord? Is there anybody here that know that you're worthy of the blessings of God? Are you worthy to be called a child of God? If you don't feel worthy, you ought to humble yourself at the feet of Christ. If you don't feel worthy, you ought to confess your fault to the Lord thy God, knowing that God will make a way out of no way. I'm reminded of a song we used to say, am I worthy? Am I worthy? Worthy Lord, worthy of. I'm glad that I found out that when I look at myself, I might not feel worthy. But when I look through spiritual eyes, I can see the blood of Jesus that covers over this body. And because I've been covered in the blood of the Lamb, because I'm a believer and a child of the Almighty God, I am worthy, I am worthy, I am worthy to be called John. I am worthy to hear my God say, come on in the house, sit down at the welcome table, have a little time to sit down with God. Anybody here, do you need God in your life? Do you want God to touch your very body? Is there anybody here that might have sickness down in their body? Then you ought to claim healing in the name of Jesus. Am I ready? Am I ready to be healed this morning? I say, yeah. I say, yeah. I am worthy because I'm a child of God. And I heard the Lord say, morning, noon, and night, I'm going to call on God. And he is here. God is here. My humble cry. Are you ready? Are you ready? Hallelujah, Jesus. Are we worthy of God's blessings? I can't do for you what God can do. But when you think about all that God has done, is doing, and is going to do, then you must propose yourself the question, am I worthy of God's blessings?